Brian and I were just talking about it. Miles Garrett yesterday. Listen, the guy impacted the game. Don't get overly simplified here with just stats, but he didn't register a single stat. No tackle, no hurry, no sack.
But what I'll say is, and I want people to understand this, when you have a quarterback like a Jaden, hell, like a Lamar, like a Jalen Hurts when he was doing his best, when those guys are so good at breaking things and throwing it down the field and running, what you do to a pass rusher, you make him stop doing what he likes to do. So he changes his approach. And when you get on a football field, you get in any aspect of life, and you do something a certain way, and you're successful, productive, soon as you change that, you become less productive, right?
We ran.
And that happened with him yesterday.
Totally. Well, I think DQ said it in his postgame comments, and we're going to play some DQ later, but of the McLaurin play, because if you remember, the first drive was 3 and out.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that deep shot to McLaurin, they hit the first one, the 66-yarder. They had Jaden bottled up. Like, that looked, and that was 3rd and 13, I think.
Yeah.
That looked like another punt was coming.
Yeah.
He's able to escape out of that, throw the deep bomb. Now, yeah, he throws the pick after that, but still, DQ called Jaden's ability to get out of some of those sacks demoralizing.
Mm-hmm.
And then
and that's the defensive coach talking.
In our show last night on Channel 4, we ran some of Miles Garrett's comments postgame. Now, so much of Watson and Stefanski was focused on how broken Watson and Stefanski are, but Garrett talked specifically about Jaden, and he seemed just like a beaten down guy. Like, yeah, we thought we had him. We thought we had him. Remember how Washington sounded after the Bucs game?
Yeah.
The opener, and Baker was able to slip out of so much stuff? That gets to a defense. And I think, Za'Darius Smith was able to get home early. I think one element that it will not get discussed enough just because of the nature of the beast,
mm-hmm.
the Commanders offensive line is playing really well and really has some nasty, tenacious dudes out there, and they're playing as a unit, B.
I watched those three. Well, I'm going to say the interior guys.
The interior guys are. Allegretti was hurt.
I watched those guys walk off the field at the end of the game, that little new little club area they got right there. And they walked off like with the mindset, we just did that and we're going to do it again. You know what I mean? It wasn't like this celebration type thing, they were just in a serious mindset. It was first Cosby, then Allegretti came, and then Badass walks up, and he just, like, you know, smooth as hell. But I'm going to tell you somebody who I am growing, he's growing on me, Coleman.
Yeah.
Coleman take no ish off of nobody on the football field. And they were in his face. He was right back in their face. I say, there we go.
And a lot of that was Miles Garrett on the other side. He got the start yesterday.
Yeah, your offensive lineman got to be nasty. I don't give a damn how nice they are. Like you say, you like to talk to them because they're very talkative.
They're smart,
intelligent.
Really smart guys.
They got to be some maniacs and some menacing folks on that football field.
Sure.
You do something wrong to anybody on this offense, you hit somebody late, we're going to get you back. You hit my quarterback late, I'm going to get you back. And I think defenses know that because an offensive lineman can shut your stuff down at any time. Believe me.
You want offensive linemen that only say Miss Jackson. Nobody's saying Janet.
Well, you're nasty.
Yeah. The O-line deserves a lot of credit. I thought, you know, a lot of things stood out. But one fun moment, I don't know. So I didn't see you yet. Were you in the partner suite for the game? I didn't see you all day, I don't think. Because when I
before
was
before the game, I was upstairs doing my thing. And then after, I mean.
Well, you guys do your pregame show from the end zone,
yeah,
right?
I was there.
Right. Well, I know you were there. We were both there. I'm just saying I physically didn't, like, see and talk to you. So pregame, I'm down below. You're up top. And then I was kind of running late. I had, like, family stuff going on. I'm running late. Also getting there at, like, 11:30. You know what I mean? But I'm in the press box. So I don't physically see you until after the game.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks that don't understand, the tunnel that the Commanders players come in from and go to their locker room, there's different access points for different folks. And now they've got this tunnel club, which is really pretty dope. I'd love, and maybe they'd want to do it like anonymously, and that's fine. But later this week, if anybody's been to the Tunnel Club just as like a fan, I want to hear about that experience because it looks
I saw some guys, this lady and his.
I've known some folks that are in
there. They told me, they said, yeah, man, we're kind of cool with JP. We really like Lauren, but we just put up with JP. I say, same thing I do every day.
Sounds about right. But I think I just want to hear from like somebody that what that experience is, because the Tunnel Club people are coming in through the same security checkpoint we go through. Like that is a different experience. And I'm not saying everybody has that cash, but if you have that cash, it's probably pretty damn cool. Mm. But so we're down there kind of at the end of the game, and I have to stand on kind of the left hand side of the tunnel, and I'm about equal where Doug was standing. Doug was standing kind of leaning on that pillar right where the hallway turns to the left. Mm-hmm. And you and Santana and Brian, I think, were like just behind it, kind of allowing folks to walk through that walkway. And I don't think you realized I was there. And I was kind of just taking video of guys coming off the field. And so many, not every, because there's a lot going on in that hallway, mm-hmm. and some guys just want to get in and whatever. But like so many people stopped to dap up you and Tana. And you and Tana have this like smile and legit joy about that win.
Yeah.
It's just cool, dude. And Doug, I'm standing with Doug, and it's the same thing how players are stopping with Doug. And you can't help but recognize new name. I don't know if the colors are the same, whatever, but like you're taking joy in this team all of a sudden looking like a serious threat.
Yeah, the thing of it, like, look, man, for me, I don't know what people think or thought about me and my approach, but I don't say anything out of spite. I say everything because I know what they're capable of. And it's been like this for years, okay? And I'm not one to sit up here and sugarcoat stuff. But you watch a bunch of guys go out there and they're bought into Dan's approach and Adam. They have come here and they protect each other. They are cool. They have all come together and they're in this thing together. You have to like that. And now they're performing at a high level. Man, I was driving in the day, and now I drive from my house and I come up right there, Main Avenue, every day.
Coming here. Yeah.
And today I saw at least 50 Commanders. People with Commander's gear from the harbor, the wharf, to right here. Normally, you might see one, maybe two, maybe nothing at all. I saw over 50. I saw one dude, he had a Burgundy and Gold hat on, and the rest of his clothes did not match the hat. Bro, he just wanted to represent some type of way.
People, I've seen more gear. I've seen more Commander's gear than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, in the last 10 days. And I think, by and large, it's Jaden gear. I don't think they can keep the Jaden t-shirt jersey on the shelves. I know Erica Gonzalez that I work with at NBC, her husband went to the game. She asked him, yo, get me one of the t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And he called her. He's like, babe, they're sold out. So,
or he's trying to price and say, I'm not paying for that.
You either got to print more shirts or something. But I think kids, Brian, Washington hasn't had this kind of guy since Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of differences, but as far as kids watching the game thinking the guy is exciting, kids are going to want Jaden jerseys like crazy.
Oh, yeah. It, believe me, a lot of kids like B-Rob.
I want to say, sure. At some point, we got to discuss this, but right now it's kind of victory vibing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think B-Rob had a carry after the second quarter. And maybe he didn't need it because they were up 21-3 at mm-hmm. halftime, but I don't know that knee is perfect. And that's something mm-hmm. for the Baltimore game, you got to look at seriously.
Hey, smart trainers. We up. We don't need to work him. Let's take him out and start treating him now.
Sure. Looking at yesterday's game, I think the fan experience, little things like, I noticed
like winning. That make the fan experience great.
Nothing trumps winning. Phone lines open at 11. Nobody go anywhere.